Although people forget is I don't have Thousand Hills Nightly Rental anymore.
Right.
So I'm not as directly financially involved. Right. I'm still a developer, and I'm still going to build that product. So I guess, how do I feel about it? I think 100% has gone too far. Okay.
But there's some middle.
There ought to be some middle, and I thought what we had kind of done, and do I also understand the state has maybe a different opinion, and the state would, as well as the school system, because that's their money. And I also appreciate the fact that if I'm a hotelier, I'm going to say those dirty, rotten scoundrels, right. They need to pay more.
Right.
So I get all that. What do I think is right? What do I think is fair? Is that, if you're, definitely the larger the lodges, which I've built some, others have built some, those are not a residential, it's not a second home. I'm not saying people won't use them occasionally, but it'll be a rare exception that somebody uses them for personal use.
Sure.
More than 1 or 2 weeks a year.
Sure.
So that comes into sounding like that's probably commercial. The smaller units, the 1, 2, and 3 bedroom units, I think 100%'s gone too far.
Sure.
What I think, and I'm not 100% sure on this, Susan would know better, but I think previously, it was kind of a 40-60 split. It was
more of a self-report.
Yeah, but that's not fair either because people jack with it. Anyway, I think that it ought to be, if it's something under 3 bedroom or under, this is my personal opinion, you asked me, so I'm giving it.
Sure.
Is that I think if it's 3 bedrooms or under, something between 40 and 60% commercial if they're using nightly rental is commercial. And I think that's, maybe 50% is a good number. If you're going to do that, then you got to pay some commercial.
Right.
Because I can tell you those people that do have those 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms use them a lot.
Yep.
And you, when you do that, you can't get the kind of occupancy that you can in a motel. So whatever that's worth, not
sure.
Very much.
No, we appreciate your input.
I appreciate it. I wanted to hear from, Longtown's developer and person in this community.
Well, I mean, I don't.
We see every year.
Yeah. I just want to know, Susan. I got somewhere, I'm going to guess I have something around 200 of those little tax bills that I pay every December. And I'm going to guess I got notices on about 100. And I'm only going to talk about 6 or 7 or 8. Okay? And they're conceptual deals. So I'm not.
Is that next week?
Eating some of them.
Is that next week or do you have more?
No, I think they're. I thought they were all on for today.
Oh, really?
Majestic.
I'm sorry.
Are those the Majestic?
Yeah, the Majestic, the lot in Thousand Hills, the lots up in the village. So if I'm not, I came here for this.
We got you on the Majestic.
We know how you like to come back.
I think I got letters for 1 o'clock today on all of them.
They're 1-5.
Majestic operations.
But I can go sit down and wait.
He is 63 and 64, Majestic.
And what are these based off of classification or valuation?
They're valuations in specific circumstances. And then I was going to talk about I was going to make a point for this group because about the amenities on all of my developments and other people's developments about the valuations there too. But which are part of this here.
No, it's just what they do is they send out the notice. It's sometimes 21-5, right? And so he needs, this is his number he wants us to call. What number is it?
Okay, well.
So what do you want me to do, Mr. Chairman?
Just tell him to sit by the phone and we'll certainly get to him.
So the Majestic is the one I'm doing the right one.
Okay.
You're building more on the end.
No, we don't. Yeah,
that's part of it, yes.
Just tell him it'll be something.
So, Dan, did I see a stack of stuff here? Because I see a Majestic, I see just two Majestic condos that we're looking at.
The Majestic one, Susan, I don't know who I'm addressing, but was on the vacant land. That was my
Okay, I'm looking at that. I'm looking at the Majestic Drive residential vacant land.
Yes.
And
so you could pull that. Can you pull that up? Where's the?
We're going to look at
BOE 63.
BOE number 63.
That's the one I've got pulled up right now.
I'm sorry. Can you pull up the schematic on your numbers? Okay. Is this the one where the current appraisal is $180,920?
Correct.
Okay. So let me just give you a little bit of, make this very quick. Is there any way you can pull this map up for the
GIS?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you do that for him?
Can I ask you a preliminary question?
Yes.
Were you here on this last year?
No.
Okay, this one is not, you've not been here on.
No.
Okay.
Of all these I'm talking about, I was only here last year on one.
I think we ruled on that earlier.
I didn't know about it.
Yeah, we took it back down. That's the point.
The little vacant land over off of Falls.
Next. No.
Green Mountain Drive.
Yes.
Yeah, we took
care
of that.
Three and a half, 3.6 acres or whatever.
Is vacant.
Yes.
Yeah, we took that.
We moved that back to last year's value, just FYI.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know it now?
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so this parcel, just a real quick background if I can. So this parcel, we started developing it 15 years ago. There's 10 acres there that you see in that within those lines, that schematic. We got a permit to build 160 living units in that development. 10 acres, 160. Right now, as Susan made reference, down at the end of the top level, the upper side, we're building the last 12 units. They're under construction as we talk. They'll be finished before the end of the year. Okay? And that will finish everything on that top tier. Okay? So down below, the first building, go further to the right. So that first building, there's 21 condos. Okay? If you've been down there, they don't have a lake view. Okay? The core is right there in the back, and those trees come up so that you have a partial lake view out of the top floor. It's a three-story building. Then to the side of that building, I'm kind of giving you an overview.
Yeah, it's right here. I'm going to pull up.
That's okay. Yep. So there's an elevation drop of about 30 feet between those two levels. So that first building, that's not the view today. That's a condominium building built 12 years ago. There's 21 units in it. There's a three-story building there. Only the top floor have a view. Part of the reason I'm telling you that, when you get into condominiums and second home vacation homes, as well as investment property, if you don't have a view, you don't have much. Okay? So the reason... I'm sorry. So anyway, next to that building, we completed in 2019 a 24-plex apartment building, and we put it down right next to it and attached it to that building, which I've kept for our own account. The reason we did that was that I was worried about our ability to sell condos down there and make a margin. Because when you have higher prices and you don't have a lake view, trying to recover your cost, sales cost, and make a profit is difficult. So I built an apartment complex there, which is in an opportunity zone, which is part of the reason I did that. But that was the reason that made economic sense for us to do that. With all that said, taking up the parking area, okay, when I get done, the apartments go into the living units, the 160 that I have the approval to build on this 10 acre track. After I get the 12 up above completed and closed, which then the county can assess those people, and they will assess high because those values have gone up, okay, is that I would only be able to build about 20 more units on that lower level down there. Okay? So, I don't know that I can, even in today's environment, meaning the market's better, that I can do that. So, we're looking at building rooftop units there, similar to what they do in the city, where the decks, you can get to we're going to use the roof to get to, instead of having a back area deck, we're going to use the rooftop to get to a view area, which then will have views down there off that top floor. All that to say, so this bill, that was, this assessment that was sent out is what I'm telling you. I started out with 10 acres. I'm down my permit after I get done with the 12 up on top. I can only build 20 more, and because I'm not going to go vertical, because I would end up ruining the view for the top people, I'm only can build 8 more units down on that lower level. That's all I can get in there.
So your current valuation is, I mean, well, the 2021 evaluations.
Yep.
$180,920. Right. That went up from 2020. It nearly doubled, $96,011.
Right.
Obviously, I see reading what you have here. You're requesting it to be $67,208.
Right.
Correct. What caused the massive jump? I don't see anything that changed between last year and this year.
Okay, so they did add a new garage for 2020, and then because it's residential, it also got the index increase.
Okay.
The apartments are built separate.
Are they on
separate
buildings?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're on a separate
one. I just remember I measured them all.
Yeah,
the
yeah, you gave me a nice bill on those.
I'm sorry.
And just, you know, for the goodness of my heart, welcome to Caney County, is that, you know, each of the last 2 years in 19 and 20, I also built, as the assessor knows, 2 8-plexes, and every one of those people also got a $2,000 to $2,500 bill. So I'm not paying them, but due to my efforts, somebody's going to take that money.
We have noted this in past, Mr. Ruta, that, you know, we understand that the development that you do increases the entire tax base.
And I wasn't trying to get a pat on the back.
It's fine. Hey, if I was paying that much in taxes every single year, so I would be in here every year. I would be reminding
you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Thank you. Here. Speak into the phone.
Any rate.
So my comment, what I was trying to do.
I do, I mean, just looking at it, I mean, I do struggle with the $67,208. So what you're saying is there was a garage that was built
for 2020
on this lot that we're looking
yes.
at. Yep. How big's the garage?
I have, the base area is 4,718 square foot.
How many garage stalls are
there? 7, I believe.
So 7 garage stalls on that parcel. So it was 9611. You had 7 garage stalls on it.
So here's my question, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Under your calculation, okay, I had 10 acres. I'm going to say that I'm 85% developed. And every year when I develop, let's just talk about, part of it is I'm going to talk about fairness. Every year, I, other developers, we go build stuff. Okay? To take that first building and to sell my first unit in that development, I had $10 million in the ground. Okay? Because unlike the lodges that people do, okay, I bought the land, paid over $1 million for it, and then spent $4 million on all the infrastructure, and then built a building. Okay? Big risk. But my comment is that as I'm doing that, I'm selling units, and every year those brand new units get assessed. Many of them nightly rental. So now they're being commercial. That's all fine. Okay, I get the rules. But my comment is every year I made a big investment, and every year I'm getting down to, you can't just look at the amount of land that's left, is how many units can I build? And what I'm telling you, after I get the 12 built before the end of this year, I'm going to build 8 more units on that parcel of land for two reasons. One, how many units I can, living units I can build. You can go back and look at the planning and zoning. I can build 160 units on that site. Is that under your scenario, is this the vacant land that I'm never going to be built on remains valuable? For example, in front of the big, can you pull that schematic? The big building up on top, that's all part of my building, okay? That's outside, you know, the line. That's all parking. That's in a separate HOA, okay, which I control. I don't think there's anybody in this room that thinks that I sell 115 or 20 units up there on the top, and I go and take away their parking